My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
This from Julie G to start the show, Denton. Kevin, the Olympics are great. I hope you'll do more on them this week than you did last week. The gymnastics are the best they've ever been. Thanks in advance for your coverage of the Olympics. Don't thank me yet, Julie. Don't thank me yet. For starters, I'm not going to lie here. It's been on in my home, or it was yesterday and last night, but it was mostly others watching it. I've watched a little to basically no Olympics so far, including missing the U.S. beatdown of Serbia yesterday in basketball. Also, by the way, Julie, we didn't do much Olympics last week because they hadn't started yet. They started on Saturday. I know that there was some soccer and tennis and, I don't know, handball early on. We do have Mike DeCourcy, our good friend, on the show today at 11:35. He's covering the basketball in Paris. We'll talk some Olympics then, and I'm sure Denton will have some of it in his news. Other than that, you'll just have to keep tuned in to everybody. Denton is back. I had a couple of days at the end of last week as well. Denton, you were on a cruise. How'd that go?
I mean,
where'd you go? I forget where you went.
I went to Bermuda. As much as I do love you and the Olympics, I'd still much rather be in Bermuda right now. But alas,
Bermuda's lovely.
I am back. Expensive island. Not a lot of cheap souvenirs there.
Oh, let me tell you. I have been to Bermuda 4 or 5 times. And it is up there among the most expensive vacations I've ever taken. Everything there is a fortune. So wait, so you just took a cruise to Bermuda, and then did you stay in Bermuda?
Yeah, so we stayed there. We got there at like noon one day and stayed there overnight, and then we had the next morning there until noon. So a full 24 hours, but it was overnight, yeah.
So where were you? Were you like in downtown Hamilton, or where were you? Tucker's Point, which is lovely, way out by, I mean, one of the great golf courses, mid-ocean, is just beautiful all the way out there at the end. Where were you?
So we were, I think, closer to Hamilton. It was wherever the port was. Yeah, the cruise
yeah,
ship
Hamilton.
Port. So yeah, we were by Hamilton.
Yeah.
And we kind of explored the first day and had an excursion, a catamaran excursion, which was pretty sick. I'm a big snorkel guy, so I like getting out there in the open water. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a great snorkeling place. It's also a big-time moped place. I'm sure you noticed that. Lots of people on mopeds.
Ton of mopeds because apparently gas is $11 a gallon there.
It's very expensive. So when we've been there before, we've done the mopeds. Not my wife was of the mopeds. I love them, but apparently there are some serious accidents with the mopeds, with tourists on mopeds. But I enjoyed zipping around that island. The best thing about Bermuda is how close it is. You know, it literally from DC, it's an hour and a half flight, hour and 45-minute flight. So was the cruise just there and back?
Yeah, it was just a 5 day, so it was there and back. You know, as a family, we like the 7 days that go nice.
Yeah, well, good. Good. That sounds like a relaxing time. The weather was fine. No hurricanes to deal with.
No, so it rained a little bit, but I didn't really know. Like, it rained early in the morning. Like, we're talking like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. in the morning, and then maybe really, really late at night. But outside of that, like, the weather was beautiful.
You know who lives in Bermuda? I'm pretty sure full time. I think he has a place, you know, out near wherever the Cook Estate was in Virginia. But I'm pretty sure John Kent Cook lived. True. Anyway, well, welcome back. And, you know, it's that time of year. I got this also. I saved this one after reading a bunch of emails and tweets earlier this morning to get caught up on the happenings of the last couple of days. This came from Rennie J. Rennie wrote, "Sheehan, big doings along the offensive line. Looks like Brandon Coleman has a leg up on Wiley. This is a massive development and a sign that Adam Peters knows what he's doing. Wiley was terrible last year. How good is it that they found a third rounder to take his place?" Rennie went on about many other camp developments, and I honestly would rather not read them all because, Rennie, stop. This is training camp. 5 days of it at this point. They're going full pads today for the very first time. I mean, this is your first flight, Rennie? Seriously, your first season watching football? We don't know, and you don't know anything about anything yet. Nothing. Nada. Look, Denton, guess what? While you were away, I decided I was going all in early on something that I know you know I've been feeling and itching to talk about a little bit, and that is the most optimistic about a team that I've been since 2017. And we will save our official predictions for that first week in September, leading into the first weekend of the regular season. But I went in at 10-7 the other day. I just blurted it out. I just said, this is what I am. I just haven't been this excited about a player in a long time. And I maybe am really pushing it because I want to be right about Jaden Daniels. But understand this, Rennie. I'm excited, too, about what they are becoming as an organization. It's like this point in which we never thought we'd get to where we were a normal, functioning NFL organization and were games, regular season games. But I'm also excited, but I'm not about to start with every play-by-play report from those covering camp, or everything that's written, or everything that's said, although I think things that are said are actually more banged up. He's expected to return. They're practicing right now. Dan Quinn spoke before practice again today and said that Wiley would be back today. But we got to just keep a bit of a lid on the suggestions with respect to, you know, how it plays out, you know, in terms of the depth chart and who's going to make the team and who's going to play and who isn't. There are things you can learn here and there. And I'm going to tell you something. Dan Quinn said something about Brandon Coleman this morning, which we are going to get to and play for you. And it was encouraging. But again, it's early and they haven't even put the pads on. This is always interesting to me, and I feel like it's a broken record this time of year, every year for the last 10 to 15 years, but especially in the last 5 to 8 years, something like camp is social media'd out, and it's great, and you get to see things that normally you wouldn't get to see. But all it does is just kind of either raise expectations or lower on things that at this point truly aren't as telling as you believe they are. They're just not. You know, we could go back years, you know, training camp last year, the year before that, and talk about the players that were getting big discussion, you know, big play, you know, from Marcus Kemp. Remember, oh, this guy's big. He's got big hands. This guy's going to make the team. Mitch Tinsley. I know he's still on the team, and on about the various players. I mean, I got briefly excited in a preseason game about Jarrett Patterson and thought this guy was productive in college. He's got great vision. Maybe he's one of these guys that just comes out of nowhere and ends up being big. I mean, how pumped up were people about the big dude at tight end, Curtis Hodges? Was it last year or the year before? We could go on and on and on. If I went back and looked for all of the tweets and all of the emails this time of year about players and about what's going on, it just isn't meaningful. It does might not turn out to be correct, but it's not on anything real at this point. We have a long way to go. We are still, you know, at this point, we are still 12 days away from the first preseason game, 13 days away from the first preseason game. I think I said this last week and maybe previous to the overall camp beginning, but I think we'll learn something, and again, it'll be more about what's said than what we see. But I think the practices, the joint practices with the Jets and the Dolphins, will actually be in many ways revealing of something than the preseason games themselves. This from Hector. What is the deal with some of these helmets? These are hideous. And he's not talking about the actual...
I'm looking for the official name, because I remember what it was. But could you imagine seeing one of those in the games? It looks like... Remember that big hat that Brian Robinson wore last year that everybody loved? It looks like that.
Yeah.
They're guardian caps, is what they're called.
Yeah. He went on to say that Luke McCaffrey... I know this. They have the option, I'm pretty sure, to wear these helmets this year. Maybe it's just the interior linemen that are... I have no idea. They're not... I agree. They're not very attractive looking. I mean, there are a couple of things that... I was talking to Scott yesterday. You know, they've got the Hall of Fame right on ESPN. Jason Kelce will make his debut as part of the overall broadcast. He's really excited about Jason Kelce, by the way. Really, really likes him a lot. But the Thursday night game this week... So, by the way, this will be the first week of forever weeks with football, even though it'll be mostly preseason football for the next 4 or 5 weeks. ESPN ABC game. And we were talking yesterday, and I just said, you know, it's going to be very, very different looking for a lot of NFL fans that will tune into this game for at least the beginning, because it's just great to see NFL football back on TV. And they're going to be like, what's going on? He said, we're doing a whole thing on just that, just to prepare people in the pregame for what the kickoff rule and what it's going to look like and what the various strategies are. Quinn was asked about that a couple of times before practice today, too. But that's going to look different. And then if you throw these, you know, have you found the description for the helmets? Because I'm forgetting what they are.
I believe that is correct, yeah. Definitely so, offensive linemen, but I believe skill position guys can wear them.
So imagine in the opening kickoff on Thursday night, you got this weird-looking kickoff formation, and they're all wearing guardian caps. I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll wear them in the preseason just to protect themselves in games that don't matter. I don't know. I'm assuming we're not going to see many of the guardian caps. I'm betting we don't. But we're going to see the new kickoff rule. Thursday night, Caleb Williams. I doubt he'll play, even though he's been named starter. And I would assume that C.J. Stroud's not going to play either. You know, this game, this Hall of Fame game, is always just an absolute, you know, joke, because nobody that plays in the regular season as a starter typically plays in this game. Until recently, this was the fifth game for the two teams that played in it. Now it's the fourth preseason game for those that have it. But we will get to see NFL football on Thursday night. Looking forward to that. Every Monday during the every Monday period, covering the team, and he'll be on with us a couple of times this week to get ready for the final week of just camp, and then next week there will be the joint practices with the Jets leading into the first preseason game. I did want to mention this because I am, you know, Rennie's excited about Brandon Coleman, and again, he's apparently an incredible athlete. I'm excited about a lot going on. But again, I wouldn't read too much into, with Wiley being a little bit banged up, what that means with respect to the starting offensive line. You might be right. I just don't know if you're right today. But I have heard some really good things about Jaden Daniels. And it's not so much just the on-the-field stuff. It's the off-the-field stuff and just how easy he is to work with. And that's encouraging. Sam Cosmi, did you find that sound that I asked you to find? It was on Good Morning Football this morning. Sam Cosmi talking about Eric Bieniemy, but also talking about Jaden Daniels. Did you find that for me, Denton, or not? I asked you kind of late.
Yeah, I haven't found it yet. I'm still looking for it.
Well, I'll paraphrase what I heard him say. Cosmi essentially said, and it was Good Morning Football on NFL Network this morning, or maybe it was yesterday morning. I saw it actually now that I'm thinking about it, which means it was probably Saturday or last week. But he said that the most interesting thing about Jaden is that he's clearly a team guy, not a me guy. And Sam Cosmi can be pretty outspoken. He also kind of ripped into Eric Bieniemy's play calling last year. That was another thing that they played. Everything, you know, it's early. They haven't had any adversity yet, you know. Often you don't learn anything about anybody in any situation, especially professionally, until there's adversity and how they deal with adversity. And they haven't had any of it yet. None of them have. You know, AP, DQ, you know, all of the initial, you know, significant figures in Ashburn. Everybody's happy right now. Everybody's positive because they have not played a game, which means they have not lost a game at this point. But they will. And there will be adversity, especially in a rookie season for a rookie quarterback. And how he deals with that and how his teammates deal with it will be very telling. But so far, the word about him, the person, is humble but confident. And Dan Quinn spoke to this last week. Dan Quinn said there's a very fine line, you know, with a young player when they come in. They can't be the guy that's got all the answers because they're a rookie and they don't have all the answers. At the same time, they can't be totally deferential either, especially when they're the quarterback. You know, you can't really, you can't put out this lack of belief in yourself, lack of confidence. It's like that inside straight of when you look at a guy or you look at a girl, and we all know this from, it can be in business, it can be in work, it can be in sports. It's that person that you know is absolutely competent and confident, but is also all about everybody around him and not just absolutely consumed with a massive ego. It's really, it's a fine line there between the both of them. And Quinn did a really good job. I mean, he doesn't say much. Dan Quinn says very little. And I think it was on Thursday or Friday of last week. I thought it was so interesting how he, you could tell he was really trying to explain how important it is for a player like Jaden Daniels to exude confidence, yes, but also be humble in the same moment and be a guy that doesn't have all the answers. And that's what Sam Cosmi said about him last week, is that was the most obvious thing. If you're working at doing both, it's probably not genuine. You just are that person. Hopefully, based on everything I've heard and everything that's been said, that's what we have at quarterback. And then the on-the-field stuff would be rather important as well. All right, there were a couple of things Dan Quinn said today before practice that I wanted to play. He did say something about Brandon Coleman. He also weighed in on the corners, which there have been a lot of them playing at various points in time so far as well. You'll hear some of Dan Quinn's most important, I guess we should say, sound bites from before training camp today. The first one in pads following a day yesterday in which roughly 3,000 fans attended on the first available to the public training camp. Really nice turnout yesterday out in Ashburn. It included the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
This from Julie G to start the show, Denton. Kevin, the Olympics are great. I hope you'll do more on them this week than you did last week. The gymnastics are the best they've ever been. Thanks in advance for your coverage of the Olympics. Don't thank me yet, Julie. Don't thank me yet. For starters, I'm not going to lie here. It's been on in my home, or it was yesterday and last night, but it was mostly others watching it. I've watched a little to basically no Olympics so far, including missing the U.S. beatdown of Serbia yesterday in basketball. Also, by the way, Julie, we didn't do much Olympics last week because they hadn't started yet. They started on Saturday. I know that there was some soccer and tennis and, I don't know, handball early on. We do have Mike DeCourcy, our good friend, on the show today at 11:35. He's covering the basketball in Paris. We'll talk some Olympics then, and I'm sure Denton will have some of it in his news. Other than that, you'll just have to keep tuned in to everybody. Denton is back. I had a couple of days at the end of last week as well. Denton, you were on a cruise. How'd that go?
I mean,
where'd you go? I forget where you went.
I went to Bermuda. And as much as I do love you and the Olympics, I'd still much rather be in Bermuda right now. But alas,
Bermuda's lovely.
I am back. Expensive island. Not a lot of cheap souvenirs there.
Oh, let me tell you. I have been to Bermuda 4 or 5 times. And it is up there among the most expensive vacations I've ever taken. Everything there is a fortune. So wait, so you just took a cruise to Bermuda, and then did you stay in Bermuda?
Yeah, so we stayed there. We got there at like noon one day and stayed there overnight, and then we had the next morning there until noon. So a full 24 hours, but it was overnight, yeah.
So where were you? Were you like in downtown Hamilton, or where were you? Tucker's Point, which is lovely, way out by, I mean, one of the great golf courses, Mid-Ocean, is just beautiful all the way out there at the end. Where were you?
So we were, I think, closer to Hamilton. It was wherever the port was. Yeah, the cruise ship
Hamilton.
Port. So, yeah, we were by Hamilton. Yeah. And we kind of explored the first day. And had an excursion, a catamaran excursion, which was pretty sick. I'm a big snorkel guy, so I like getting out there in the open water. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a great snorkeling place. It's also a big-time moped place. I'm sure you noticed that. Lots of people on mopeds.
Ton of mopeds because apparently gas is $11 a gallon there.
It's very expensive. So when we've been there before, we've done the mopeds. Not my wife was of the mopeds. I love them, but apparently there are some serious accidents with the mopeds with tourists on mopeds. But I enjoyed zipping around that island. The best thing about Bermuda is how close it is. You know, it literally from D.C., it's an hour and a half flight, hour and 45-minute flight. Was the cruise just there and back?
Yeah, it was just a 5-day, so it was there and back. You know, as a family, we like the 7 days that go nice.
Yeah, well, good. Good. That sounds like a relaxing time. The weather was fine. No hurricanes to deal with.
No. So it rained a little bit, but I didn't really know. Like it rained early in the morning. Like we're talking like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. in the morning, and then maybe really, really late at night. But outside of that, like the weather was beautiful.
You know who lives in Bermuda? I'm pretty sure full time. I think he has a place, you know, out near wherever the Cook Estate was in Virginia, but I'm pretty sure John Kent Cook lived true. Anyway, well, welcome back. And you know, it's that time of year. I got this also. I saved this one after reading a bunch of emails and tweets earlier this morning to get caught up on the happenings of the last couple of days. This came from Rennie J. Rennie wrote, "Sheehan, big doings along the offensive line. Looks like Brandon Coleman has a leg up on Wiley. This is a massive development and a sign that Adam Peters knows what he's doing. Wiley was terrible last year. How good is it that they found a third rounder to take his place?" Rennie went on about many other camp developments, and I honestly would rather not read them all because, Rennie, stop. This is training camp. 5 days of it at this point. They're going full pads today for the very first time. I mean, this is your first flight, Rennie? Seriously, your first season watching football? We don't know, and you don't know anything about anything yet. Nothing. Nada. Look, Denton, guess what? While you were away, I decided I was going all in early on something that I know you know I've been feeling and itching to talk about a little bit, and that is the most optimistic about a team that I've been since 2017. And we will save our official predictions for that first week in September, leading into the first weekend of the regular season. But I went in at 10-7 the other day. I just blurted it out. I just said, this is what I am. I just haven't been this excited about a player in a long time. And I maybe am really pushing it because I want to be right about Jaden Daniels. But understand this, Rennie. I'm excited, too, about what they are becoming as an organization. It's like this point in which we never thought we'd get to where we were a normal, functioning NFL organization and were the games, regular season games. But I'm also excited, but I'm not about to start with every play-by-play report from those covering camp or everything that's written or everything that's said, although I think things that are said are actually more banged up. He's expected to return. They're practicing right now. Dan Quinn spoke before practice again today and said that Wiley would be back today. But we got to just keep a bit of a lid on the suggestions with respect to, you know, how it plays out, you know, in terms of the depth chart and who's going to make the team and who's going to play and who isn't. There are things you can learn here and there. And I'm going to tell you something. Dan Quinn said something about Brandon Coleman this morning, which we are going to get to and play for you. And it was encouraging. But again, it's early and they haven't even put the pads on. This is always interesting to me, and I feel like it's a broken record this time of year, every year for the last 10 to 15 years, but especially in the last 5 to 8 years, something like camp is social media out, and it's great, and you get to see things that normally you wouldn't get to see. But all it does is just kind of either raise expectations or lower on things that at this point truly aren't as telling as you believe they are. They're just not. You know, we could go back years, you know, training camp last year, the year before that, and talk about the players that were getting big discussion, you know, big play, you know, from Marcus Kemp. Remember, oh, this guy's big. He's got big hands. This guy's going to make the team. Mitch Tinsley. I know he's still on the team, and on about the various players. I mean, I got briefly excited in a preseason game about Jarrett Patterson and thought this guy was productive in college. He's got great vision. Maybe he's one of these guys that just comes out of nowhere and ends up being big. I mean, how pumped up were people about the big dude at tight end, Curtis Hodges? Was it last year or the year before? We could go on and on and on. If I went back and looked for all of the tweets and all of the emails this time of year about players and about what's going on, it just isn't meaningful. It does might not turn out to be correct, but it's not on anything real at this point. We have a long way to go. We are still, you know, at this point, we are still 12 days away from the first preseason game, 13 days away from the first preseason game. I think I said this last week and maybe previous to the overall camp beginning, but I think we'll learn something. And again, it'll be more about what's said than what we see. But I think the practices, the joint practices with the Jets and the Dolphins, will actually be in many ways revealing of something than the preseason games themselves. This from Hector. What is the deal with some of these helmets? These are hideous. And he's not talking about the actual...
I'm looking for the official name, because I remember what it was. But could you imagine seeing one of those in the games? It looks like... Remember that big hat that Brian Robinson wore last year that everybody loved? It looks like that.
Yeah.
They're guardian caps is what they're called.
Yeah. He went on to say that Luke McCaffrey... Yeah, I know this. They have the option, I'm pretty sure, if they want to wear these helmets this year. Maybe it's just the interior linemen that are... I have no idea. They're not... I agree. They're not very attractive looking. I mean, there are a couple of things that... I was talking to Scott yesterday. You know, they've got the Hall of Fame right on ESPN. Jason Kelce will make his debut as part of the overall broadcast. He's really excited about Jason Kelce, by the way. Really, really likes him a lot. But the Thursday night game this week... So, by the way, this will be the first week of forever weeks with football, even though it'll be mostly preseason football for the next 4 or 5 weeks. ESPN ABC game. And we were talking yesterday, and I just said, you know, it's going to be very, very different looking for a lot of NFL fans that will tune into this game for at least the beginning, because it's just great to see NFL football back on TV. And they're going to be like, what's going on? He said, we're doing a whole thing on just that, just to prepare people in the pregame for what the kickoff rule and what it's going to look like and what the various strategies are. Quinn was asked about that a couple of times before practice today, too. But that's going to look different. And then if you throw these, you know, have you found the description for the helmets? Because I'm forgetting what they are.
I believe that is correct, yeah. Definitely so, offensive linemen, but I believe skill position guys can wear them.
So imagine in the opening kickoff on Thursday night, you got this weird-looking kickoff formation, and they're all wearing guardian caps. I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll wear them in the preseason just to protect themselves in games that don't matter. I don't know. I'm assuming we're not going to see many of the guardian caps. I'm betting we don't. But we're going to see the new kickoff rule. Thursday night, Caleb Williams. I doubt he'll play, even though he's been named starter. And I would assume that C.J. Stroud's not going to play either. You know, this game, this Hall of Fame game, is always just an absolute, you know, joke, because nobody that plays in the regular season as a starter typically plays in this game. Until recently, this was the fifth game for the two teams that played in it. Now it's the fourth preseason game for those that have it. Yeah, but we will get to see NFL football on Thursday night. Looking forward to that. Every Monday during the every Monday period, covering the team, and he'll be on with us a couple of times this week to get ready for the final week of just camp. And then next week there will be the joint practices with the Jets leading into the first preseason game. I did want to mention this because I am, you know, Rennie's excited about Brandon Coleman. And again, he's apparently an incredible athlete. I'm excited about a lot going on. I wouldn't read too much into, with Wiley being a little bit banged up, what that means with respect to the starting offensive line. You might be right. I just don't know if you're right today. But I have heard some really good things about Jaden Daniels. And it's not so much just the on-the-field stuff. It's the off-the-field stuff and just how easy he is to work with. And that's encouraging. Sam Cosmi, did you find that sound that I asked you to find? It was on Good Morning Football this morning. Sam Cosmi talking about Eric Bieniemy, but also talking about Jaden Daniels. Did you find that for me, Denton, or not? I asked you kind of late.
Yeah, I haven't found it yet. I'm still looking for it.
Well, I'll paraphrase what I heard him say. Cosmi essentially said, and it was Good Morning Football on NFL Network this morning, or maybe it was yesterday morning. I saw it actually, now that I'm thinking about it, which means it was probably Saturday or last week. But he said that the most interesting thing about Jaden is that he's clearly a team guy, not a me guy. And Sam Cosmi can be pretty outspoken. He also kind of ripped into Eric Bieniemy's play calling last year. That was another thing that they played. Everything, you know, it's early. They haven't had any adversity yet, you know. Often you don't learn anything about anybody in any situation, especially professionally, until there's adversity and how they deal with adversity. And they haven't had any of it yet. None of them have. You know, AP, DQ, you know, all of the initial, you know, significant figures in Ashburn. Everybody's happy right now. Everybody's positive because they have not played a game, which means they have not lost a game at this point. But they will. And there will be adversity, especially in a rookie season for a rookie quarterback. And how he deals with that and how his teammates deal with it will be very telling. But so far, the word about him, the person, is humble but confident. And Dan Quinn spoke to this last week. Dan Quinn said there's a very fine line, you know, with a young player when they come in. They can't be the guy that's got all the answers because they're a rookie and they don't have all the answers. At the same time, they can't be totally deferential either, especially when they're the quarterback. You know, you can't put out this lack of belief in yourself, lack of confidence. It's like that inside straight of when you look at a guy or you look at a girl, and we all know this from, it can be in business, it can be in work, it can be in sports. It's that person that you know is absolutely competent and confident, but is also all about everybody around him and not just absolutely consumed with a massive ego. it's really, it's a fine line there between the both of them. And Quinn did a really good job. I mean, he doesn't say much. Dan Quinn says very little. And I think it was on Thursday or Friday of last week. I thought it was so interesting how he, you could tell he was really trying to explain how important it is for a player like Jaden Daniels to exude confidence, yes, but also be humble in the same moment and be a guy that doesn't have all the answers. And that's what Sam Cosmi said about him last week, is that was the most obvious thing. Well, if you're working at doing both, it's probably not genuine. You just are that person. Hopefully, based on everything I've heard and everything that's been said, that's what we have at quarterback. And then the on-the-field stuff would be rather important as well. All right, there were a couple of things Dan Quinn said today before practice that I wanted to play. He did say something about Brandon Coleman. He also weighed in on the corners, which there have been a lot of them playing at various points in time so far as well. You'll hear some of Dan Quinn's most important, I guess we should say, sound bites from before training camp today. The first one in pads, following a day yesterday in which roughly 3,000 fans attended on the first available to the public training camp. Really nice turnout yesterday out in Ashburn. It included the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.